Black pastor pens op-ed ahead of runoff election, Christ must prevail over color in Georgia. By Penny Starr on December 31, 2020. Mark T. Little, a pastor and executive director of the Cure America Action Incorporated, a 501(c)(4) penned a commentary in the Washington Times on Wednesday encouraging Christian voters in the Senate runoff election on January 5 in Georgia to cast their ballot according to their faith and not based on the false idea of black victimhood. Little wrote that Christians believe God will spare our nation and our republic from ruin and that Christ is front and center in the battleground state of Georgia. He said, "The birth of Christ is the ultimate symbol that represents God's love for humanity. That same love transcends ethnicity and color. That transcendent love is not evident in the clash between two belief systems in Georgia, Christ and color. The false choice to follow Christ and protect life in the womb or pursue the narrative that blacks are victims because of the color of our skin collide in the Georgia runoffs for the U.S. Senate." Little, who runs the No Longer Bound Abortion and Miscarriage Recovery Ministry Incorporated, focused in his commentary on the contrast between Senators Kelly Loeffler, RGA, and David Perdue, RGA, who are pro-life, and the Democrat candidates, John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, who support abortion on demand. Little wrote in the commentary, in part, "Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff are radical supporters of abortion on demand. They will partner to wipe out the image of God from the earth that begins in the womb. The Bible is replete with God's view and his heart for life in the womb bearing his own image. Mr. Warnock proudly proclaims himself as a pro-choice pastor. He is clear and unashamed on his position against unborn children. Likewise, the vote against him must be resounding. In the election on January 5, 2021, Georgia will determine whether the United States will capitulate and throw Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream in the trash and accept the idea that the whole of society must be treated based on the color of our skin and not on the content of our character. The left has determined to place the focus of our national policy on our skin color with no regard for values, character. This is the legacy of the Democratic Party. Slavery, black codes, Jim Crow and the genocide of black unborn babies. Notwithstanding the previous horrors of racism inflicted on blacks in America generally by Democrats, racism is not the salient issue for blacks today. The most important issue for blacks in America is faith in Jesus Christ and how that faith governs our lives. Blacks have lost our way as evidenced by having the highest rates of abortion in America." Little wrote about the high incidence of abortion among blacks in Georgia and across the nation. "I believe the 3,000 daily murders of unborn babies in America is evidence of the kind of unrighteousness God destroyed in Sodom and Gomorrah," Little wrote. "And abortion is not without consequence." Little wrote those consequences include promiscuity, suicide, alcoholism, and drug abuse. "As a pastor of an abortion recovery ministry, I am aware that abortions poison our families and communities generationally," Little wrote. Little also warned that abortions would increase under Democrat rule of the Senate. If faith is not the focus for Georgia on January 5, the runoff election will give way to codifying Roe v. Wade for all 50 states, to federally funding Planned Parenthood, and repealing the protections against taxpayer-funded abortions, Little wrote. Little said race is an issue that divides people and that Christians in Georgia should keep King's dream alive by choosing life. "Maybe then, God will extend mercy on our nation," Little concluded. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.